Blog Talk Radio. Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is there, is by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yah be magnified. Today, wake up, Jacob. We praise the mighty Yah for allowing us to do another program, bringing to you the truths of the Most High that Jacob will one day wake up. And who is Jacob? Jacob is the children of Israel. Jacob is the so-called African-American here, not only in America, but they are scattered throughout the world by the way of captivity. Many of our Jacob brothers don't know who they are. And we're here to teach you not only who you are, but also who is the Most High. And I want to show you a few things today. But before I show you anything, if you want to listen to our program by the way of phone, and you have any comments or questions, give us a call. 347-838-8963. 347-838-8963. And we want to get started on our program today, Wake Up Jacob. We're in the last time, the last days, and Jacob must wake up. Jacob been asleep nearly 400 years, and now it's time to wake up. And Yahweh has sent his servants to do just that, to wake you up. It was Yahweh's word that brought us into existence that we call life. And it will be Yahweh's word that will wake you up. And you want to ask yourself a question that Yahweh himself asked us. And let's look and read and see this very important question. And it's recorded in the book of Proverbs, the 30th chapter. Let us turn there. Let me get it. Proverbs 30. And this is what it says.
Verse 4.
We're going to start at verse 4.
Who has ascended up into heaven or descended?
That's a question mark. Who has ascended up to heaven or descended?
Who has gathered the wind in his fist?
Who has gathered the wind in his fist? Because all these things were done.
Who has bound the waters in a garment?
Who has bound the waters in a garment?
Who has established all the ends of the earth?
All the ends of the earth. Who established that?
What is his name?
Yeah, it don't matter. If you don't know his name, then how can you know who did these things?
And what is his son's name?
And what is his son's name? Because if you know his name, then surely you know his son's name.
If thou canst tell.
If thou canst tell. And we want to see if you was taught and what you believe and what you are repeating to other people, this great name that has done all these things. And if you know his name, then you will know his son's name. And how can we verify and establish his name as well as his son's name in the very word of the Most High? It is. A lot of people say they go by the Bible. And the first 39 books of the Bible is called the Old Testament. And you say you go by it, but you don't know nothing about the Old Testament. You don't even read the Old Testament. And you don't even realize the Old Testament was written about you. You'll skip right over, leapfrog right over this Old Testament, go right to the New Testament. And why do you do that? Because your enemies told you to do that. And you'll read something about Ephesians. You don't know Ephesians or Roman. Who told you you was a Roman? Roman don't even look like you. A Corinthian. You're not a Corinthian. Or a Galatian. Or a Philippian. You none of these things. So why would you concern yourself about these nations that you're not even those nations? But the nation who you are, you jump and hop right over it. And it's in what you know of as the Old Testament. But you can read the Old Testament all day long. But you need to know who you're reading about. What is his name? Who did these things? And what is his son's name, if thou canst tell? And I'm going to show you that today. But I want you to see how important the name is. And everything got a name. But the most important name our people don't even know. So Jacob, how can you wake up and you don't even know the name of the one that is responsible for your existence? The church won't teach you his name. You got some imposters out there that tell you his name is Jehovah. The word Jehovah is a new word. This word is not an ancient word at all. How do we know that? Because the word, the name of the Creator, it don't even have any J's in it. Nor do it have a J sound in the whole language that Yahweh brought forth and brought to his people. This name Jehovah is a total imposter name. Totally false and made up and fake. You got a whole organization. They call themselves Jehovah Witnesses. And this is an imposter organization. You know what it is, because they're not even going by the true name of the Most High. That should let you know. This is not his name. This is not an acceptable name that he said, I accept people to call me this. The Most High never said this. Every name Yah and Yahweh allow himself to be called is in the Holy Scriptures. And yes, you'll see a couple places where they allow this name Jehovah to be inserted. But they know it's a lie. Just like they know when the scriptures say, Lord thy God, is a lie. They know that's not the Most High name. And here it is, you praying and calling, talking about Lord this, Lord that. When the Almighty never told his people to call him Lord at all. Nor did he ever tell his people to call him God. Here it is, you calling on God, and you spell it backwards, it says dog. You think the most I want to be associated with a dog? People think the worst animal mentioned in the scriptures is a pig. No, the worst animal mentioned in the scriptures that the Creator referred men, the most wicked men, to, is a dog. So you think he want to be associated with a word? All you got to do is turn it backwards, and it says dog. What is his name? What is his son's name, if thou canst tell? And I forgot to mention, my name is Moray Ishaya. I just wanted you to know that. So you know who's communicating with you today. A name. Everything has a name. But the most important name that you can know, either you don't want to know, or you've allowed your enemies to deceive you and lie to you so that you won't know the greatest name that exists, so that you can call on him for the help that you need. And let's see how important the name is. Not the first time I've seen something named, but the very first time in the scriptures where you would actually see a name was used. In the book of Genesis, the second chapter, I want you to see this. I want you to see how great it is. We're talking, because how can Jacob wake up without knowing the Creator's name? That seemed like it's kind of essential, important to know. Do you want to be called out your name? Do you want somebody getting your name wrong, pronouncing your name wrong, just saying, you know, you can call him Boy? Don't call me Boy, I got a name. Well, that's what you do to the Creator. You just call him anything somebody tell you. He's Lord thy God. Well, he never told you to call him Lord thy God. That was not in the original writings. Why did they take his name out? Well, I tell you why they took his name out of the book. Because they know his name has power. And they don't want you to know his name. Ask yourself, if you had the authority to write and translate and transliterate the word of the Most High, would you take his name out or would you leave it? And I know the answer. You'll leave it, but not the wicked, not those who are trying to deceive you. Watch what it says in the book of Genesis, the second chapter. And start reading at the ninth verse.
And out of the ground made Yahweh Elohim to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from there it was parted and became into four heads. The name of the first was Pison.
Even a river got a name. You hear this? Yahweh said, the name of the first one was Pison. Go ahead.
That is which encompasses the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold, and the gold of that land is good. There is bdellium there, and the onyx stone. And the name of the second river.
Hey, here it is. Even the next river got a name.
Is Gihon. The same is that encompasses the whole land of Cush. And the name of the third river is Hiddekel.
And even the third river that is mentioned got a name.
That is which goeth toward the east of Assyria. And the fourth is Euphrates.
In other words, even a river got a name. But we're to believe religion will have you to believe that the Most High, the one who made you, designed you, created you, don't have a name. You can just call him anything. He's Lord thy God. Well, that's not a name. That's not a name. And Jehovah is a total lie, an abominable lie. How are you just going to make up a name for the Most High? He's the Most High. Even a river got a name. And think about that. Jacob, what is your name? Because you got one, but you don't even know the Most High name. And not only that, in this same second chapter, read the 19th verse.
19th verse?
Yes, so Genesis, the second chapter.
And out of the ground, Yahweh Elohim formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. And whatever Adam called every living creature, that was in the name, that was the name thereof.
That was the name thereof. Even every living creature has a name. Now you see what I'm getting at? The creature's got a name. The river's got a name. But we, the believe, religion would teach us that the Most High don't have a name. Religion would teach you his name is too holy to pronounce. He never said that. If it's too holy to pronounce, then why would he give you his name? Why would he want you to call upon his name? Don't you see the trick? The only people saying that is the wicked. And we're trying to wake Jacob up. And the first thing we got to do to wake Jacob up, we got to let them know the name of the Most High, the name of the one they need to call on that's responsible for their existence. But first we got to show you basic fundamental facts. The river's got a name. All the living creatures got a name. Well, who else got a name? Well, let's see who else got a name. Read the 23rd verse.
And Adam said, "This is now bones of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall join his wife, and they shall be one flesh."
Look, even he was called a woman, and why? Because she was taken out of man. But then that wasn't good enough, because anybody be called a woman. How will you be able to identify one woman from the next? And watch what the scriptures teach us. In the book of Genesis, the third chapter. The river's got a name. Every living creature's got a name. And what's Adam's wife's name? In the book of Genesis, the third chapter, read the 20th verse.
And Adam called his wife's name Hawa, or Eve, because she was the mother of all living.
In other words, even Adam's wife had a name, but the Most High, we don't know his name. The Most High, we don't want to use his name. The Most High, we don't call upon his name. But ask yourself why, since even a river got a name, since every living creature got a name, since even Adam's wife got a name, why don't you know the Most High name? And I'm going to tell you why. It's one simple reason. All you got to do is go back to your religious centers of learning and ask them why they never told you the name of the Most High. Why did they leave that out? And ask them, do they even know his name? Since the scripture says, what is his name? What if it's, what is his son's name? If thou canest tell. And we're going to show you his name. And we're going to show you his son's name. So you won't be confused no more. Because that's where it starts. You have to start somewhere. Why not start at the name of the one who actually made you, who is responsible for your existence? And even worse than this, watch this. Show you who else got a name. In the book of Genesis, the 11th chapter. Since we're talking about names, the very first verse,
and the whole earth was of one language.
It was of one language
and of one speech.
And one speech. In other words, no division at all. They can understand one another. They can talk to one another. They have one language. The whole entire earth.
And it came pass, as they journeyed from the east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said to one another, go to, let us make brick, and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar. And they said, go to, let us build us a city, and a tower, whose top may reach unto heaven, and let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. And Yahweh came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men built.
In other words, here they trying to make a name for themselves. Instead of glorifying the name that made them, instead of praising the name that gave them the skills to be able to make a tower, instead of them calling upon the name of the one that was responsible for their existence, they want to make a name for themselves. That in of itself is wickedness. Was let you know even the wicked got a name, because they trying to make a name for themselves. But we ought to believe, Jacob, that the Most High don't have a name. And here it is, you walking around like a parrot, repeating your preachers, these ministers, and these so-called bishops and priests. These religions are not teaching you the name of the Most High, because they were not taught the name of the Most High through these religions. Why you think for centuries they saying the same thing, Lord thy God? That's not nothing new. Nor is it a name. And then this false religion that will give you some false rendition of the Most High name. Just ask yourself, would you want somebody to have a false rendition of your name? Is that a way to honor you? Is that a way to exalt you? No, it's a way to insult you. This is insulting that a river can have a name. Every living creature has a name. Man and woman has a name. And we're reading right here, even a wicked trying to make a name for himself. But you don't even know the name of the Most High. It would have never even had to ask the question, what is his name? And what if his son's name, if thou canst tell? Why would he even ask that question? This question is, what they call it, meaningless. Rhetorical. No, Yahweh want to know, what is his name? What is his son's name? This is a real question. Because you know it's real because you don't know his name. And if you don't know his name, then how can you honor him? How can you praise him? How can you glorify him? That's how important the name is. Since everybody and everything has a name. But the Most High. And you know that's not true. But you allow yourself to sit in the church, in the mosque, in the synagogue, the shrine, the temples. Talking about Lord thy God. Well, what's your name, brother? Is that what your name is? Or do you have a name? They don't walk around just calling you bishop. They call you bishop so-and-so. They call you reverend so-and-so. And you got your name plastered on everything. But then when it comes to the Most High name, it ain't plastered on nothing. We're talking about names. We're trying to wake you up, Jacob. They tried to snatch you from the name of the Most High. They tried to snatch the name of the Most High from you because they know there's power in this name. So they don't want you to know it. And they're not going to give you the power to hear it, to receive it, and to use it. Yeah, we're talking about names. Show you how important name is to the Most High. According to the book of Genesis, the 17th chapter, in the book of Genesis, the 17th chapter, watch this, starting at the very first verse.
And when Abram was 90 years old, Yahweh appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty Elohim.
He said, and listen, if the churches had any sense, the synagogues had any sense, they would at least call the Most High the Almighty. He said, I am the Almighty Elohim. And if our people had sense, they would say the same thing. But no. They're going to continue to Lord thy God, which he never said. Yeah, it's printed in these books, but it's not printed in these books because that's what he said. That's just some transliteration, translation, and you don't translate names. All names are is transliteration. In other words, Omore is Shia, whether I'm in Russia, China, Nigeria, or Cincinnati, Ohio. Omore Ishaya. That don't change. I don't change to Kaniqua. Cause I done went to another country. No, my name don't change. And the Most High name don't change. And here, he said, I am the Almighty Elohim. So call him the Almighty. But watch what it says.
And I will make, I am the Almighty Elohim, walk before me and be thou perfect.
Be perfect. and you can't be perfect, and you don't even know his name, and you refuse to call his name, and you got these religions brainwashing you by not teaching you his name. So when we start saying the Creator's name, who is that? What is that? Who you talking about? Fool the Most High. That's what I'm talking about. You never knew his name. So it sounds strange to you to even say that name. But I guarantee you, if I call you out your name, that ain't going to sound strange at all. You're going to be insulted. Well, so is the Creator. Watch what it says.
And I will make my covenant between me and you, and will multiply you exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face, and Elohim talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall be a father of many nations. Neither shall your name anymore be called Abram.
Almighty said, look, I don't even want you to be called Abram. I don't even want your name to be Abram anymore.
And you shall,
but your name
shall be Abraham.
But now, instead of your name being Abram, your name is Abraham or Abraham in English.
For a father of many nations have I made you.
Have I made you?
And I will
make the Almighty. And when the Almighty do something great with you, that's what he do. He'll change your name because that's what he do. What our people don't understand, they don't understand how powerful a name is. And you've allowed yourself to be deceived, bamboozled, and tricked. And now you don't know the Maker's name, and you don't even know his son's name. And you're the son. But you don't even know the son's name. And what I'm showing you is a river got a name. Every living creature, a roach, I don't care what, it's got a name. Adam's wife got a name. The wicked even got a name. And here we see Yah, the Creator of the universe, Almighty, telling Abram, I don't even want you to be called by that name no more. Your name shall be Abraham. Here it is. Our people laugh at people who change their name. Well, all you're doing is laughing at the Most High, because that's what he do with his servants. Continue reading.
And I will make you exceedingly fruitful. And I will make nations of you, and kings shall come out of you. And I will establish my covenant between me and you, and your seed after you, and their generation, for an everlasting covenant to be an Elohim to you, and to your seed after you.
And to your seed after you. And the Most High wasn't even finished. Watch what the Creator said. Jump down to the 15th verse.
And Elohim said unto Abraham, as for Sarai, thy wife.
As for Sarai, your wife.
You shall not call her name Sarai.
Don't even call her name Sarai.
But Sarai shall her name be.
But Sarai shall her name be. In other words, Yahweh wasn't even satisfied with their names and changed their name because the circumstances, the conditions, and his relationship changed with them. And he changed their name. And here it is, you want to be called by what the enemies named you. And we know it is a historical fact that when our people came here on slave ships, whatever your name was before, now you Toby. And they beat Toby into you until you said, Toby is my name. But the Most High didn't give you that name. What kind of relationship do the name Toby has with the Most High? And you said, your mama named you Mark. Your mama named you Marvin. Your mama named you this. Your mama named you Tony. Your Yeah, my mama was brainwashed just like all the mamas was. That was beat into us from our ancestry. But when are you going to show that you know the Most High? When are you going to show that you have a relationship with Him? When are you going to show that there's power in a name? We see change Abram to Abraham, Sarai to Sarah. And here it is, even before a child is born, the Almighty, in His great infinite wisdom, even would deal with that. Let's show you this. Keep reading that at the 19th verse.
And Elohim said, Sarah, your wife, shall bear you a son indeed, and you shall call his name Yitzchak.
What?
Shall call his name Yitzchak.
You hear this? Sarah didn't even name her own baby. The Almighty said, you shall call his name Isaac. Yitzchak. Are you kids now? What is his name, brothers and sisters? Jacob, wake up. Don't let these religions continue to put you to sleep and make you think the name of the Most High has no relevance. It has no power. It has no truth. And you can call him anything. He don't care what you call him. He don't mind you calling him out of his name. This is a lie. This is a trick. You've been bamboozled. How can you wake up, Jacob, without being able to tell us the name of the one who made you, designed you, created you, formed you, and made you a living soul? You see how important the name is? Maybe you don't see. Maybe you still haven't got it. Well, we're going to teach you until you do. Watch this. In the book of Genesis, dealing with names. Here the Almighty not only name people as he did Isaac, but he will change your name. And every living creature got a name. The wicked got a name. Husband and wife got a name. Man and woman got a name. Even a river. What do a river need a name for? That's the river. So you can be able to identify it. So you can be able to discern one river from the next. So why do you think the Most High, the Almighty Himself, will have a name? So you can identify and distinguish Him from all the other false gods that really don't exist. And here you calling Him by any name and can't distinguish nothing. The imposters are called God, and the real McCoy is called God. How can you distinguish anything? The way you distinguish, the way you make a difference, is by their name. In the book of Genesis 32, that's why these religions won't tell you the name. And the one that will tell you a name is a totally made up false rendition of the Creator's name. It has no historical significance at all. It's totally made up. And they know it is. That name is Jehovah. That's a totally fake, false, made up name. And yes, I'm bold enough to say it because I know it's fake. Watch this. Genesis 32. And I want you to start reading the 24th verse.
And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint. And he wrestled with him. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaks." And he said, "I will not let thee go, unless thou bless me." And he said unto him, "What is your name?"
Wait, hold up. He said, "I'm not going to let you go until you bless me." And the angel could have gave this man anything. Riches, gold, long life, everlasting. He could have gave this man anything. But after he asked to be blessed, the first question he asked him is, "What is your name?" Because there's no greater blessing that you can receive than your name. And here it is. The one that's responsible for you to receive a name, you don't even know his name. And you don't even know his son's name. Here it is. People calling someone a son, and the Most High himself never called him a son. And we're going to show you who and what that is. But what is his name? He said, "What is your name?"
And he said, "Jacob." And he said, "Your name shall be called no more Jacob."
Your name shall no more be Jacob.
But Israel.
But Yisrael.
"For as a prince have you power with Elohim and with men, and have prevailed."
In other words, a name has power. A name has the fortitude of a prince. Honor. See, a prince is supposed to be honorable. A prince is supposed to exhibit honor. And that's what name Yisrael represents. A prince that has power with Elohim and man and has prevailed. Because Yisrael go through things, but you'll prevail. You're a prince. And if you don't want to go through nothing, it's only because you're not a prince. And if you're not prevailing and conquering anything, it's only because you don't have power with Elohim. See, either you represent the name that you were called or not. And here we already been teaching you who you are. You're Israel. You're an Israelite. A descendant of slaves. You were prophesied to be where you at right now. And everything that has happened to you, everything that is happening to you, and everything that will happen to you, none of it has escaped the all-seeing eye of the Most High. Nothing. And even though you don't know your own name, you don't know who you are, we're here to wake you up. And it starts with, what is his name? And what is his son's name, if thou canst tell? And here it is. Even Jacob, he already had a name. What sense does it make to change his name? Because he was just Jacob. That's why this program is called Wake Up Jacob. Because Jacob was his former self. Just like you are. You don't know nothing. You don't know the name of the Most High. You don't serve the Most High. You don't know who the Most High is. Because you learn all these lies from religion. But when you wake up, let me tell you, when you wake up, you will become. You will become a prince. Prince. And you're not going to wake up out of this sleep without struggle, without fighting, without overcoming, without conquering. You got to conquer these religions. They're false. You got to overcome these false teachings. You got to break through these ambassadors of hell. They are not teaching you the word of Yah. If they was teaching you the Creator's word, then why don't they know his name? Why don't they use his name? Why aren't they teaching you his name? And then why are they not teaching you your name? Don't you see? Even a river got a name. The wicked got a name. Man and woman got a name. Every living creature got a name. And are we to believe the Most High, the Almighty himself, don't have a name? His son got a name. And let me show you what his son's name is according to himself in the book of Exodus. Exodus, the fourth chapter. And watch what the Creator say about his son. And then you're going to see how much of a lie these religions are. They're not telling you the truth. And watch what it says in the book of Exodus, the fourth chapter. And I want you to read. Yes, maybe if I put on my glasses, I can see this. 4:22. Watch what the Creator say.
And you shall say to Pharaoh.
And you shall say to Pharaoh.
Thus saith Yahweh.
Thus says Yahweh. And let me tell you, Yahweh is his name. Why can't they? Now, Yahweh, it says Yahweh in my book. It say Lord thy God in your book. But they took Yahweh out of your book to deceive you. Thus says Yahweh.
Israel is my son.
Even in your book it says, Lord thy God, Israel is my son.
Even my firstborn.
And he's not just his son. This is his firstborn son. But you were told that Christ is his son. And Yahweh never said that. You was talking about Christ. That's his son. That's his only begotten son. That's what the religions teach you. But the religions is fake and false. And Yahweh never said that. Read that again.
And thou shalt say unto Pharaoh.
And thou shalt say. say unto Pharaoh,
thus saith Yahweh.
Thus says Yahweh.
Israel is my son.
Who is my son?
Israel.
And what Jacob's name was changed to?
Israel.
And what do Israel mean?
A prince that has power with Elohim and man.
Do you want to be a prince? Or do you want to be tricked and bamboozled and lied to? And then hand that down to your children. That same trick, that same lie, that same deception. Yahweh say, Israel is my son.
Even my firstborn.
Even my firstborn. Continue reading.
And I will say unto you, let my son go.
Let my son go.
That he may serve me.
That he might serve me.
If you refuse to let him go,
and
behold,
if you don't let him go,
I will lay your son, even your firstborn.
And Yahweh did it. And still today, here it is. Our people enslaved today. They don't know they're enslaved. They don't know they're in captivity. They think they in America and all over the place just being oppressed for no reason at all. Being deceived for no reason at all. Being lied to and mistreated, discriminated against. Racists allowed to treat them in a kind of way. Under the First Amendment. Here it is, racist, and other people got way more rights than blacks. And why? Because they know who you are. What is his son's name, if thou canst tell? What is his name? And we see the son's name. Watch this in the book of Hosea, the 11th chapter. Speaking of a name, the very first verse, Hosea or Hosea in your books, the 11th chapter.
When Israel was a child.
When Israel, and he already told you who Israel was. When Israel was a child,
then I loved him.
Then I loved him.
And called my son out of Egypt.
And then I called my son out of Egypt. He's not talking about Christ. No J-S-U-S. That was just a lie. The only son this book talk about is Israel. And Edom is Israel. What is his name? What is his son's name? If thou canst tell. And let me show you why they don't want you to be called Israel. And why that name is so a threat to them. Did not you understand what Israel means? A prince that has power with Elohim and man and has prevailed, they don't want you to be a prince. They don't want you to prevail over nothing. They don't want you to have power with your Elohim. No wonder, Jacob, you don't know who you are. Because your enemies have cut you from your name, and most important, name of your creator. Watch what this is in the book of Psalms 83. Wake up, Jacob. I know the things that I'm saying to you seem harsh. And it seems like I'm angry and mad and I'm just talking hard to you. because I know you fighting me right now. And even though I don't see you and you see me, I know that you're fighting me. And I know you don't want to hear this. And I know the Knessets, even though we got Hebrew-speaking people, and they call their names by these Hebrew names, but then as soon as they get to the name of the Most High, they talking about Lord thy God. That's a total abomination. Total abomination. Y'all got a name, but the Most High don't have a name. You want people to call you by your name, but the one who designed and made you, you can't call him by his name. But you'll see a certain river, or that's the Mississippi River. God's got a name. Every living creature got a name. Oh, that's a roach. Everything's got a name. But you can't call the Most High by his name. You can't call the Almighty by his name. Here it is in Psalms 83. Let me show you how they took power, how they took honor away from our people. In the book of Psalm 83, the very first verse.
Keep not silence, O Elohim. Not your peace, and be not still, O Elohim. For lo, thy enemies make a tumult, and they that hate thee have lifted up the head. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people, and consulted against your hidden ones. Said, come, and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance.
How they consulted together. They don't even like one another, these people who confederated together. And I can tell you who they are, and I can tell you their names, but you don't even know who they are, let alone you don't, because you don't even know who you are. All you need to know is the truth. And what is the truth? That they came together to cut the name of Israel off from being a nation, that it might not be in remembrance no more. And why? To take away your honor. Why? To take away your power. And why? To take away your blessing. Because this is your blessing. The name Israel, Yisrael, a prince that has power with Elohim and man, and has prevailed. And you don't want to wear that name. And you don't want to take back that name. No wonder you don't know the Most High name. You had no power. You had no honor. And you rejected your blessing. Wake up, Jacob. Wake up. I know what I'm saying ain't nice. I know what I'm saying not popular. I know what I'm saying makes you mad, but all you have to ask yourself, am I telling you the truth? And if you concern yourself with the truth, knowing the truth, hearing the truth, I can assure you, Jacob, you will wake up to the truth. What would hurt to say, I'm going to search this name out? And it is true. Religion has not taught me the truth about the Creator's name. And I'm about to find out what it is. And once you say that in your heart, the Most High himself will swoop down and teach you his name. And then you can begin to know your name. And we tell it now. It's Israel. Yisrael. Because that is the Creator's son's name. That's his name. And the Creator lets us know emphatically what is His name. You hear us saying Yahweh because that is His name. But that wasn't the only name He was known by. Watch this. In the book of Exodus, the 6th chapter. Soon as I came to the undeniable truth of what the Creator's name was and what my name was, immediately I called Him by His name, and immediately I began to change my name. Here it is. We got a bunch of Israelites. They know the Creator's name, but they still wear their enemy's name. And why? Because it's blessed you? Because the name that will, according to the scriptures, that will have you to prevail, conquer, and be honored is the name of Yisrael. Watch this in the book of Exodus, the 6th chapter. Verse 1.
Then Yahweh said unto Moses, now shall you see what I will do to Pharaoh. For with a strong hand shall he let them go, and with a strong hand shall he drive them out of this land. And Elohim spoke to Moses and said to him, I am Yahweh.
I am Yahweh.
And I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, by the name of Elohim Almighty.
In other words, I appeared to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as El Shaddai, Elohim Almighty.
But my name, Yahweh, was I not known to them?
See, I wasn't known to them by the name of Yahweh. I was not known to them. So it's understandable why they call me Elohim. It's understandable why they call me El Shaddai or the Almighty. It's understandable why they call me the Most High, because I am the Most High. But our people don't even do that. Here it is. We're dealing with some English rendition of a name that if you turn it around, it spells dog. No, at least if you have any honor, if you have any integrity, if you want to follow any type of truth, our forefathers, our foreparents, our ancestors, the patriarchs called Him Almighty. They called Him the Most High. Even though His name is Yahweh. And even Moses had enough sense to know when he went to the people what they were going to say to him, the question they was going to ask. And this question, every time you go to church, you don't even ask this question. And let me show you a question that Moses asked when he went to the people, went to the elders, that you won't ask when you go to church or to the synagogue or to the temple or to the hall or to the mosque. And watch the question in the book of Exodus, the 3rd chapter. And watch this. 13th verse.
And Moses said unto Elohim, behold, when I come to the children of Israel.
And where did they get that name? From their father, whose name was changed to Yisrael.
and shall say to them, the Elohim of your fathers have sent me to you. And they shall say to me, what is his name?
That's the first question they're going to ask me, man. What is his name? That seemed to be very reasonable. That seemed to be like common sense. I want to know his name. But as soon as we get to church, we act like the name ain't important. We can call him anything. He can go by any type of name. But all through the scriptures, they want to know what is his name. Don't you see how you was tricked? How you was bamboozled? How you was lied to make you think a name don't mean nothing? They took your name from you. And they took the name of the Most High from you. But we here to wake you up, Jacob, so you can see for yourself that you got to return back to the Creator. And if you return, you got to know his name. You got to know your name. And Moses said, I'm going to ask, what? They're going to ask me, what is your name?
The Elohim of your fathers, what shall I say to them? The Elohim of your fathers have sent me to you. And they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say to them?
What shall I say unto them? Because I'm not about to guess. I'm not about to assume. I'm not about to be like these priests and say it don't matter. You call him whatever.
And Elohim said to Moses, I am that I am.
I am that I am. A Yah, a Sheh, a Yah.
And he said, thus shall you say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to
Yah
you.
Yah has sent me to you.
And Elohim said moreover to Moses, thus shall you say to the children of Israel, Yahweh, Elohim of your fathers.
Yahweh, Elohim of your fathers.
The Elohim of Abraham.
Elohim of Abraham.
The Elohim of Isaac.
Elohim of Yitzhak.
And the Elohim of Yaakov.
And the Elohim of Yaakov.
Has sent me to you.
Has sent me to you.
This is my name forever.
This is my name for how long?
Forever.
Forever.
And this is my memorial unto all generations.
How many generations?
All.
All generations. Go and gather the elders of the children of Israel and say unto them, Yahweh, Elohim of your fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Yitzhak, the Elohim of Yaakov appeared to me, saying, I shall surely visit you. And I've seen that which is done to you in Egypt. How long can we just be a fool? We don't have to be a fool no more. All we got to do is wake up, Jacob. And Yahweh is calling you to wake up, Jacob. He's calling you to wake up. And the first thing he wants you to know is his name. The first thing he wants you to know is who he is. And you won't know who he is until you know his name. And the second thing he wants you to know is your name. What is your name? What is his name? What is his son's name? If thou canst tell. And once you begin to understand and see the power that's in a name, then you will understand. Then you would know why this thing, your enemies, these religions, have deceived you. And you don't have to be deceived no more. You can know the truth. that scripture say? A good name is rather than being chosen. And watch this. I want y'all to see this. It's in the book of Proverbs. And we'll find that and pull that up for you. Proverbs 22. Proverbs 22 and 1.
A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches.
Here it is. You want to make great riches. Here you working all day long for money, but you don't even have a good name. You don't even know what a good name is. And the greatest name that you can even know is the name of Most High. And a name is more important than great riches. And you don't even know the greatest name that exists. And you reject and refuse call upon this great name because of religion. Because of religion. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches and loving favor rather than silver and gold. Now can you see? Now do you see how important it is to know the name of the one who made you and designed you? How do you think he will identify you from everybody else? By the name he gives you. He knows your name even though you don't even know your own name. And how will you identify him from any and everything else, especially these false idols, these false religions that won't even teach you his name? Well, you identify him, you make a difference. By his name. And I'm going to show you a prophecy. Two things that the Creator said will happen in the last days. And here it is, brothers and sisters. We're in the last days. So Jacob, you're going to have to wake up, because we're in the days where Yahweh said he was going to do certain things. And watch this. In the book of Malachi. It's time to wake up, Jacob. In the book of Malachi, the second chapter. I'll make that the third chapter, the 16th verse.
Then they that feared Yahweh. Spoke often one to another. And Yahweh hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared Yahweh.
For those that fear Yahweh.
And that thought upon his name.
Because how you going to think about Yahweh? How you going to think about the Most High? How you going to think about the Almighty? And you don't even know his name. This makes no total sense. To think about somebody's name and you don't even know his name. But those who thought about his name, watch what it says.
And they shall be mine.
Says Yahweh
of hosts.
In
that day, I make up my jewels, and I will spare them, as a man spares his own son that serves him. Then shall you return.
Then shall you return. Return where? Unto the Most High.
And discern.
You're going to be able to discern then.
Between the righteous and the wicked.
The righteous and the wicked.
Between him that serves Elohim and him that serves him not.
And why? Because you thought upon his name. And how can you think about his name and you don't even know his name? So our time has just run out. Once again, Jacob. Please, Jacob, wake up. And until next week, Yahweh loves you, and so do I. Shalom.
But that day is great, for there was none like it. The one that speak great words against Yahweh will be indicted. The wicked will be convicted. Soon they will face their sentence. The righteous won't leave upon the job.